On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 26, Johannesburg 24, Rissenburg 29 grade.
Slow moving traffic out in Pretoria. The N1 northbound has been a mess all afternoon. Expect delays at Harsfontein and Rigel Avenue.
Joe Manny, the sport headline. South Africa on the brink of making a World Cup final for the first time in the 50-over format, with England at 190-9 as they chase down 320. And good news, depending on how you look at it, for some Sharks fans, plumb to leave Sharks at the end of the season.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê Switserland en Suid-Afrika glo in 'n regverdige en vredesame wêreldorde. Nou het die Switserse parlement vandag toegespreek terwyl sy staatsbesoek aan die land. Hy het onder meer verwys na wat hy 'n gesamentlike respek vir internasionale wetgewing noem.
We believe that peace is not merely the silence after the guns have stopped. Peace is about justice and development. It is about communities flourishing and economies growing. South Africa supports Switzerland's efforts to promote peace through mediation and diplomacy.
In ander nuus, 'n senior beampte van die Valke het bevestig dat hy 'n span ontplooi het om seker te maak dat die politieke moorde taakspan se werk in Desember wettig was. Die span was by die moordbeskuldigde Katie Molefe se huis, waar hy in hegtenis geneem is en sy huis deursoek is. Brigadier Lesiba Mokoena is met vrae gepeper by die Madlanga kommissie.
Mokoena, who is the head of the Hawks Tactical Operations Unit, told the commission he was instructed by his superior to check on the legality of the political killing task team's operation at Molefe's house in December last year. The team had sued to arrest Molefe in connection with the murder of Vereeniging engineer Armand Swart. But Mokoena's confirmation drew tough questions from evidence leaders who asked why Hawks officers were involved in what was already a legitimate operation.
If somebody's impersonating the Hawks are part of the SAPS. Why couldn't you call the police station?
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
En die waarnemende bestuurshoof van die lugverkeer en navigeringsdienste, Matome Molala, sê die entiteit maak werk van die ministeriële taakspan in die verband se aanbevelings. Dit volg nou op heelwat ontwrigting en vlugte omdat kerring navigering prosedures nie onderhou is nie.
Number one is the customer satisfaction survey. I'm sure it would have been expected under the current environment. The second one is the external opinion. We have been targeting a clean audit opinion.
En nuus uit die buiteland. In die VSA het Nvidia vandag die eerste maatskappy geword wat die 5 triljoen dollar kerf verbysteek. Beleggers meen kunsmatige intelligensie is die toekoms en dis duidelik in die stygings in die aandeelprys. En hier is 'n groot gejubel. Gaan ek dit onderbreek?
Yeah!
Yes!
Come on! Come on, ladies.
Joe Mann, do you want to do the honors?
South Africa are through to the World Cup final. They've just beaten England by a massive amount of runs. My maths not that good, with about 116.
What a moment. What a moment. Soos wat ons nou hier kyk in die atelier, mense jubel, ons almal jubel en nie, en nou moet ek praat oor die weer. Jene, dit gaan reën môre. Ek wil nie dit doen nie, jylle. Okay, goed, ek gaan vinnig maak. Joe, we want to speak about the winning situation. Pretoria, môre 26, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela 19 en Skukuza 23, Polokwane 24, Messina 32, Mahikeng en Rissenburg 29. En as jy dit nie geweet het nie, vertel ons jou nou, Suid-Afrika is deur na die finale toe in die vroue cricket wêreldbeker.
Amazing. 125 runs. The wicket were tumbling down.
Oh, did the maths kick in now? Not 116.
No, the maths also didn't kick in. I just saw the scoreline. So we won by 125 runs. Marizan Cup, 5 wickets. And the captain, Chloe Tryon, 169. Who do you give the player of the match to? It's a hard one.
All of them.
Yes.